from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back-to-school supplies, like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
He's Seth Payne. I'm Sean Bajani in for Sean Pendergast. Ben Gary producing, doing a badass job. Appreciate you, brother.
Yay, Ben.
713-572-4610. 572-4610. Appreciate you guys being a part of the show. We've got a lot of reaction, interaction with you on the text line. Typically, it would be very much the case on the YouTube stream, but having technical difficulties again this morning with that. We're efforting to remedy the situation, and hopefully by the end of the week, we'll have that back up and everything will be normal. It's going to be all good. One of the realizations, Seth, that I kind of hit this morning when Adam Spillane was in studio with me, and we'll get to, you know, some Texans, and we get some good audio for you coming up here in just a moment. But I did want to just say that it's funny. Like, I've been through countless storms in my life in Houston. I'm 41. So it's been a lot. I'm born and raised here. And this one's the first time I think that by far I've not felt like we're all in this together. It's really been the first one where I've totally understood that this city is just gigantic. And you know what I mean? Like,
There's a divide between the west and the east side on this compared to some of the other storms.
Yeah, kind of. I feel that way. It's just, and it hit me a little bit yesterday going down after the show yesterday morning. I get in the lobby and the lobby's bustling, man. And I'm like, oh, damn, I didn't really expect to see that. And I get down to the parking garage and the damn thing's full. And I'm like, well, okay, yeah. I mean, people just said, screw it, I'm going to work. Or they had to go to work, and I totally get that. But typically, the day after a freaking hurricane hits the city of Houston here, and I've been here for 18 years, there's nobody in the parking garage. And so there was that. And then this morning, with sitting here thinking and looking at social and, you know, people going about like their everyday lives like it's nothing. And then in my neck of the woods, it looks like absolute hell. It's incredible. I mean, just some of the road rays still blocked even this morning. I'm having to go around trees in the middle of the road, and it's just crazy that everybody's dealing with this in a very different way. And God bless you if you've gotten power back and you've kind of been able to just move right along. But and then God bless you if you haven't been able to do that yet. So hopefully it's all soon and over with for everybody very, very soon by the end of the week. Best of luck to you all. In terms of recent power outage updates, still looking at 1.3 people in and around the Houston area without power. So hopefully that's back on.
Yeah, not a lot of promising. Not a lot of promising. expectations for, like, it's not going to be fixed today. There's going to be a lot of people out of power for at least another couple days. Yeah, there's not a hard and set even goal in mind other than what they told us yesterday, which is it's not going to be just one day. It's going to take several days.
Yeah, it's crazy. So, all right, I'm interested to hear this because you phrased this to me earlier that this is something that an NFL GM said that you'd never hear from Nick Caserio. What is that?
Yeah.
Who's it from?
So the Hard Knocks offseason, which followed the Giants around during this offseason, has been way better than I thought it would be. I kind of grudgingly watched the first episode last week, and now I can't wait to watch the second episode after we get off the show tomorrow or today. But Joe Shane, the GM in the first episode, Joe Shane, the GM of the Giants, one of the big decisions they were trying to make was whether or not to franchise tag Saquon Barkley. Mm-hmm. They didn't end up franchise tagging him. He would go on to sign a very good by modern running back contract standards, a very good contract with the Philadelphia Eagles. So I'll set up. I've got three pieces of audio. The third one is the one where I could never imagine Nick Caserio saying this. And honestly, I got like angry on behalf of Giants fans that Joe Shane said it.
Yeah.
But to set it up, this is Chris Rossetti, the Giants director of pro scouting, talking about Saquon Barkley. This was back in February, talking about perhaps what his prospects would be in free agency if they didn't franchise tag him, all of that. And then Joe Shane basically discounting everything Chris Rossetti said. Here's Chris Rossetti.
The other thing on Saquon we talked about was he, on the open market, will probably, after we went through it, will probably get the most money just based on the explosive traits he still has. Did Saquon have his best year? No. And I think he'd say that same thing. Put him behind the Detroit offensive line, put him behind Philly offensive line, there might be more value to another team that they'd be willing to kind of give up a pick or an asset to get him.
Look at the teams that have running back as a need, because like if you're Philly, like you're thinking defensive back, like where are you going to allocate your funds?
Yeah, so like that's Joe Shane saying, oh, Philly wouldn't want him. They got all these other needs. Where are they going to allocate their funds?
Yeah.
And you very much got this sense throughout this episode that Joe Shane didn't think Saquon Barkley was going to get all that much in free agency.
Yeah.
And that he was already out on him for understandable reasons in terms of team composition and everything. But Chris Rossetti specifically named the Eagles as like, hey, he's probably more valuable to the Eagles perhaps maybe than he is to us.
Interesting.
That part irked me a little bit because I'm like, listen, Joe Shane, you're not the Eagles. Like, you know, don't be making arguments on behalf of 31 other teams for why they might not like Saquon Barkley. So the decision is still, okay, are we gonna tag him and try to trade him? Because we tagged him last year and, you know, I presumably didn't get a bunch of great offers or anything. This is Joe Shane talking first and then Chris Rossetti again talking about just exactly how possible a tag and trade possibility would be.
Obviously, Saquon franchising and trading him, I don't think is realistic.
Are we positive that nobody is going to pay him that kind of money? There's nobody in the draft. There's no free agents, receivers that are going to, they're either going to be going back to their team at $20 million.
I mean, who would you say would go sign up running back to that dollar amount?
A team that's, I mean, anyone that has money to spend.
There's a lot of running backs in free agency.
Yeah, but are any potential difference makers really after you watch this film?
And at that point, Joe Shane kind of shakes his head, but like he's just flat out.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
And another point in this episode, Joe Shane said that there'd probably be a lot of running backs available in the second week of free agency. And just to set the stage for what the free agency market ended up being like, the six other players that Joe Shane mentions as running backs that might be interesting in free agency, they were all gone by day two of the legal tampering period.
Yeah,
like they didn't know. Yeah. Not only did they not make it to the second week of free agency, they didn't make it to actual free agency officially because they had all agreed to terms even before free agency began.
Yeah, who was the last voice that we heard there? Was that Chris Rossetti, the one that sounded...
That's Chris Rossetti, the one that was saying
Yeah, he was like, do you are see we any sure other nobody's going to sign him to this? Like, yeah, yeah, you know, there's said, other guys on the market. And then he's like, yeah, but are they difference makers? Like, yeah, are they freaking Saquon Barkley? Like, that's right, what I heard in my mind. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And Joe Shane shook his head like, no. The other guy that they were talking about at times was Josh Jacobs, because Josh Jacobs, he ended up getting the same relative deal on an average per year basis, but he got less than half as much guaranteed money as Saquon Barkley. Saquon by far got like the best, most lucrative guaranteed money in free agency.
Yeah,
Devin
yeah.
Singletary, who the Giants would sign, they had to sign him on the second day of the legal tampering period too, mm-hmm. Or agree to terms. So all of that, that's all kind of like, all right, you know what? Maybe Joe Shane misgauged the running back market. I think a lot of people probably did. And you can understand where maybe they misgauged that.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I think like I think Nick Caserio, who I respect a lot, I think he misgauged a little bit how hard it was going to be to trade back up into the first round of the draft. Like, it happens. You misgauge these things. This next bit of audio is the part that got me actually livid on behalf of Giants fans. And this is the thing that I could never imagine Nick Caserio citing this as a reason not to franchise tag and try to trade Saquon Barkley. Because I think it's, given the way the running back market went, I think it's very conceivable that they would have gotten probably an offer by the Texans to trade for Saquon Barkley. Because the Texans offered not that much off of what the Eagles offered. But this is Dennis Hickey, who's one of their VPs. He's who you're going to hear at the beginning. And then talking about the potential of franchise tagging and then trading Saquon Barkley. And then Joe Shane's response.
Trading Saquon is a Hail Mary. And the drama and all that goes with it. We did that last year.
10 years off my life dealing with it. Emotionally was draining. We spent a lot of time on it. But again, I don't want that to be the reason that we don't do what's best for the franchise.
Emotionally draining? Like, what the hell? What the hell are you talking about? And then adding in, of course, that's not why I want to make the... That's totally the reason you made the decision. Not just because you didn't want to handle the heat. Of sitting there with Saquon Barkley tagged, and I'm guessing last year that they probably sometimes what'll happen is when a team doesn't expect you to actually move a player, they're not going to go all out and trying to even attempt to. They don't want to be part of just like a bargaining chip. Teams will look at that as like, all right, well, you're just trying to use us to find out the price and everything, and we don't want to do that. The running back market was just way different this year. After watching Nick Caserio manage the Deshaun Watson situation, which I have many times admitted, if I were a GM, I would have botched it because I would have let emotion get the better of me.
Sure.
I would have let fear over the uncertainty of his legal situation and everything else. I would have traded him away for much, 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 much less than the Texans eventually traded him for. And I think Casario's ability to divorce emotion from the process is one of the things that has made him competitive as he is, and it's going back to New England. I never want to hear my GM talk about how emotionally difficult something is. That's the job, is to be able to make those decisions that are emotionally difficult for people who aren't making millions of dollars a year to be a GM.
Well, and then for a guy in Nick Caserio, you're absolutely 1,000% right when you say you could never imagine hearing that from Nick Caserio. A guy who, the best example you could have given, you just did in Deshaun Watson and how he dealt with that and how emotionless it was, at least to the public eye and ear. Him going through that entire situation, great. I mean, that, and then how he dealt with the Brandon Cooks situation, how he dealt with Steven Nelson last training camp, calling him an MF-er and making fun of his vest. Like, this is a guy who does not let emotion factor into his decision making at all. At least not to, you know, the public. And I think that is a big part of the job because that creates perception. Perception is reality. Teams don't know really how desperate you are to want to get rid of a guy or two. You know what I'm saying? And that's a big part of the job.
No, and Sean, that's where, but there's another part of it where I get angry because even though, like, I wanted Derrick Henry more than I wanted Saquon Barkley. I think Derrick Henry, even though he's older, like, has not had the injury concerns that Saquon Barkley has had, but that's neither here nor there.
Yeah.
If the Texans wanted Saquon Barkley, which the reports are that they definitely did and they made a very competitive offer, I think back on that situation, and if Joe Shane had just tagged Barkley and seen what he could get for him, I think the Texans could have gotten a really good deal on him because, Sean, some of the conversation that Joe Shane was having is like, well, you know, if we trade him, some team's going to want us to pay a big part of his salary. Maybe, like, I don't know, maybe if they gave him $12 million a year, they'd still want us to pay, like, $3 or $4 million per year for it for a fifth-round pick.
Yeah.
Like, they could have completely duped Joe Shane out of that. If they had offered Saquon Barkley $12 million a year, and then the Giants would have paid part of that salary, and all you have to give up is a fifth-round pick for it. I think the Texans might have leapt at that. From a Giants perspective, it also serves the purpose of, oh, we're not, the Philadelphia Eagles, the divisional opponent, now don't have Saquon Barkley. You know, like, so now yeah. you're in a position as a Giants where, okay, Saquon Barkley, screw what he does over the next 3 years. There's a chance that he has, like, goes off for 200 yards a game twice this year versus you.
Yeah.
It kind of shed a light on just how even the GMs who are supposed to keep emotion out of this stuff, they get affected by it. And that's why players do have leverage when they just decide to be a pain in the ass.
Yes.
Some GMs are going to cave to it.
They're
just like, I don't want to deal with this anymore. Nope, not dealing with it.
That's so interesting. That's certainly the biggest takeaway. And the other one I think you'd made mention of, too, just how he, you know, Joe Shane in this instance, misjudged the running back market in general. It's very, very interesting. And how many other NFL GMs, you know, kind of shared some of those sentiments? That's what I'm always curious about.
I mean, yeah, everybody else, they responded to it quickly, the Giants included. Mm-hmm. The funniest thing about it is, like, one of the reasons Joe Shane was acting like, well, you know, the Texans, one of the reasons he was kind of cavalier about the running back market was he said, well, look, the Devin Singletary played for $2.75 million a year last year for the Texans
yeah.
on a one-year contract.
Yeah.
And I think he was thinking, like, oh, I'll just go do what Nikki C did. I'll go pick up a Devin Singletary. They ended up giving Devin Singletary a three-year deal at twice that amount, almost twice that amount, $5.5 million a year over 3 years. So,
that's right.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
so they
good
had to
for
pivot,
Devin.
But they didn't pivot in the way that they thought they were going to have to pivot. I think he thought he was going to be able to get, like, Devin Singletary himself for just a few million a year.
Oh, yeah. That was great stuff, man. Great find. Great observations by you. Seth Payne, I'm Sean Bajani in for Sean Pendergast. We're rolling to the final hour of the program. Coming up next, the Texans' new linebacker revealing a different side of D'Amico Ryans. You're not going to want to miss this audio. It's next right here on Sports Radio 610.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a great day to venture out in a spacious and capable Toyota SUV, like the new RAV4. With available all-wheel drive, it can go just about anywhere. And with plenty of passenger and cargo space, you'll go from morning carpool to weekend road trip without missing a beat. Plus, with available features like wireless charging and a touchscreen interface, your Toyota RAV4 will keep you connected no matter where you're going. Or check out a spacious Highlander. With seating for up to 8, it's a hub for family adventure. You'll drive in comfort and style with available heated and ventilated seats and all the latest tech. And with available hybrid models, your new Highlander can save you tons on gas. Right now, your local Toyota dealer has more vehicles in stock and is making delivery on new vehicles almost every day. So don't wait. Buy a RAV4 or Highlander today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Coe back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.